Matthew was seriously turned on as he watched them snogging and caressing each other's breasts, and Anastasia exploring between Amory's legs. Amory kept moaning and saying how nice and turned on she felt. Anastasia slipped a finger up the leg of her knickers and teased her, stroking the wetness up and down her slit, rubbing it around her bud and sending shivers up and down her spine. She dipped in and fingered her gently, opening her legs more so Matthew could have a better view. Anastasia let the top part of her dress slide off her shoulders, exposing her beautiful, shapely, naked breasts. Amory moaned as she leaned over and immediately started suckling on her nipples again. Anastasia eased out and pulled Amory's dress down as far as she could, then said, "We need to get out of these dresses." She stood up and let her dress slide to the floor, then pulled Amory up to her feet and helped her remove hers also. Matthew couldn't help squeezing his erection as both girls stood in his lounge almost naked, wearing just their underwear and stockings. Anastasia unclipped Amory's bra and started snogging her again in a standing position, while feeling and cupping her bottom. She pushed her back down on the sofa, then kneeled on the floor in front of her, stroking her silky legs and parting them slightly with her hands.
"I want to taste you, Amory. Can I please? Oh my God, what am I doing? I feel so, nice and tingly," Amory replied. "Just lay back and relax. Do you want to see Matthew playing with his cock while he watches me make you come with my tongue?"
Amory closed her eyes and opened her legs a bit wider. Anastasia could now slide her fingers up the side of her knickers and into her wet and willing pink pearl. Using her other hand, she pulled the knickers over and went down on her, licking and kissing and fingering her while Amory rolled her head from side to side, moaning and holding her head in her hands. Matthew could see Amory's beautiful light brown pussy had a very thin covering of black hair and looked so erotic and inviting, so stood up and dropped his trousers. Amory was still rolling her head around while pulling Anastasia's head and tongue deeper into her. Then Anastasia stopped, lifted her head and held her open, showing Matthew her pink inner lips before delving back in, licking and fingering and driving her crazy. Suddenly Amory arched her back, let out a long, deep moan, coming and jerking as Anastasia held her down, still clamped like a limpet on her sensitive little bud, flicking it with her tongue and sending her to the moon. She wanted Amory's first lesbian orgasm to last as long as possible, then bring her down slowly. They lay together, hugging for a good few minutes as Matthew stood over them, still stroking his cock, wondering how he didn't shoot his load at the most erotic sight he'd ever seen. Anastasia looked up and said to Matthew,
"Hey babe, you want to taste her too, because I know she wants to taste me."
He moved around and knelt between Amory's legs. Anastasia then jumped up before Amory could stop her and was straddling her face, pulling her knickers to the side and said,
"Please, taste me, Amory."
Matthew moved in and held Amory's stockinged legs apart, then started licking and savoring her pussy. Amory was clearly getting into it and started repeating,
"Oh my God, your pussy is so smooth and beautiful. Oh my God, please don't let this stop."
Anastasia held her head and said,
"Would you like Matthew to fuck you? I'm sure he's an excellent lover and will make you come again."
Amory tried to talk, but Anastasia was forcing her pussy onto her mouth.
"Do you like my pussy? I love the way you're getting your tongue in nice and deep. Oh, oh yes, that's it. Finger me whilst Matthew licks your pussy. Oh God, I want to come now."
Suddenly Anastasia moaned and pulled Amory's fingers out, then sat on her mouth, rubbing her own clit until she finished trembling and coming on her face.
"Oh, that was so nice, Amory."
Anastasia nodded down at Matthew, who stopped licking between her legs and knelt up, holding his erection in position.
"Now I'm going to watch as Matthew fucks you," she told Amory.
Anastasia slid down next to her and caressed her breasts whilst kissing on her mouth. Matthew rubbed his bell end up and down her slit and eased it in gently. Amory tensed up, so Anastasia told her,
"Just relax, darling, and let him pleasure you."